Blog Talk Radio. time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Chris Ethridge, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, where are you? Time to come on.
We are here. We are here.
Amen, amen. We thank you once again for your support on this wonderful show on Blog Talk Radio called Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and me, Brother Chris. It is August 6, 2019. It is 11:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the great state of California. And once again, we thank you for tuning in to this wonderful show. And it is currently here in the San Francisco Bay Area, mostly cloudy. It is 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Visibility is 8 miles. The wind is at 7 miles an hour, and the humidity is at 87%. There's going to be a high today, afternoon, 1 o'clock, my time here in California, 76 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. And the low tonight after 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time will be 57 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I turn to my brother, who is 3 hours ahead of me on Eastern Standard Time in the great state of Ohio, 2,360.6 nautical miles in the great state of Miamisburg, Ohio. How are you, my beloved brother, in the presence of Oscar York?
Thank you, Brother Chris. I am blessed. I am so thankful to be alive. And I like to say what David said. David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Oh, my friends, I am so thankful that the Lord has blessed us with another day. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, as one president said. But the Lord has blessed us all with this day. You know, he watched over us as we slept in slumber on last evening and woke us up to this day, and we are so thankful to the Lord that he gave us all a second chance, another chance to make it right with him, another chance just to live and to be close with him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that.
That's right. That's why Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 16, verse 33, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace, and in the world you will have tribulation. But take to heart, I have overcome the world." In other words, be of good cheer, Brother Oscar.
Yes, sir.
Listen to the
audience. Yes, sir.
Through Jesus Christ.
You know what, Brother Chris, we all should be smiling around here, because the Lord is good. He's gracious.
Mm-hmm.
He's gracious.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? His mercy and his grace. He brought down salvation so that we all may have salvation and be connected with the Father. At one time, man couldn't talk with the Father like we do today. But thanks to Jesus and him dying on the cross, he connected us back with the Father. what we can say, right. what we can say, pray to the Father. You understand what I'm saying? Pray to the Father.
Amen.
In His name.
All
in
right.
His name.
Right.
Thank you.
That's right. That is so true. We want to apologize.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yesterday on Monday, August 5th, we studio on the technical side was having some issues with the equipment and the software. So, Brother Oscar, you may want to mention that.
we apologize for that, but we can expect that to happen from time to time. I'm getting accustomed to it. And Blog Talk Radio, we hope that you can get it better the next time. We pay for this service. We pay for this service, and we want it right. All right, and we're so thankful to come on Blog Talk Radio. We're so thankful to bring this program to you all, our listeners, and I, myself and Brother Chris. We hope that we can bring it on Mondays through Fridays. And we do apologize for not being on yesterday, but we hope you all are catching the program today. Now, Brother Chris, I have a good lesson for us today. What is it, Brother Chris? The next generation? Acts 2,
right.
33-40,
yeah.
Philippians 2:14-15. So as Brother Chris says, buckle your seatbelt for the ride. Because I don't know if this is going to be a bumpy ride or a smooth ride. Just buckle up.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. So we're looking forward to we just thank the Lord, and it's always a pleasure to bring a message to on the air and to help us, encourage us to stay in the way of Jesus Christ.
Amen, Brother Chris. Amen. We need to, because the Lord is our shield. He's our rock. We need to if we're planning to go to heaven. All right. Our first selection would be Johnny Wilder Jr. And as we said, he was a lead singer of Heat Waves. And when he became a Christian, he started to sing for the Lord, although he deceased. But he left a treasure full of his music, and we want to play one of his hits now. It's All Right by Johnny Wilder Jr.
Let it roll.
Here we go.
It's all right.
I can't see y'all. That was Donnie Wilder Jr. It's going to be all right. All we need to do is face it, Lord, and everything is going to be all right. Reason why we all gloom and doom because we're not putting faith in the man who steal the waters, calm the seas, made the lane to walk. All we need to do is have faith in the Lord.
That's right. That's why we exhorted, Brother Oscar. As Christians, we cannot be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, which is good and acceptable and perfect. Well, the King James Version says, by the renewing of your mind, that you may discern
that
good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So we got to transform our mind. We can't let the current corrupt society dictate how we are, because we've been called out. And we're trying to persuade men to turn to Jesus Christ so they can escape the bondage of corruption that is in the world. And with all of this violence and mass shooting, and people have lost their mind, they've lost their way, Brother Oscar. And we got to point them back to Jesus Christ and salvation.
And this is what this program is doing.
That's the only way they're going to get eternal life. That's right.
This is what we're trying to do, my Christian friends. We're trying to show you that being a Christian is not a sad life. It's a happy life. And we can be a Christian and we can change the world. But let me say this before I play the next tune. Now, yesterday we filmed the YouTube program, Chatting from the Word, and we hope that you catch that program, because it's very important that you hear that program. Now I have set the foundation for our lessons to this installment of, I believe it's leadership versus singing praise team or choirs. I call them choirs, Brother Chris. So catch it next Monday. I believe we're going to have enough visitors to the YouTube station to film it next Monday, because we did the foundation and we're going to go ahead on with the beginning of a lesson. All right, our next hit will be praise and harmony, and it is a hit. Praise and harmony.
That's right.
By faith, and here we are. Here we go.
Bring it on.
Yes, sir.
In the power of the Spirit to the Lord, to be
That was Strange in Harmony by faith. By faith. And it's all by faith that we believe, my friends. And it's all by faith that we should be in faith in Him.
Amen. That's right. That's why we are exhorted, Brother Oscar, in Romans chapter 8, verse 21, that the creation itself, Paul wrote to the church in Rome, and he says, will be set free from the bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory that is of the children of God. We are the children of God, Brother Oscar, and we've been set free from this corruption that is in this corrupt society. This current culture, a culture of death with all this shooting.
Amen.
Prayer time. That's why we're going to pray.
Well, pray for them, Brother Chris. And it's prayer time. It's prayer time. And if you have a request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have something on your mind, if you are a kind of worried about the world situation with all these mass murderings that's coming on, put in your request. Put in your request. If you want Brother Chris to pray that you have a calm mind through what the world is going through, put in your request. It is prayer time. It is prayer. Let me see it, Brother Chris. It is prayer time.
You're right. You got it right.
Here we go.
Bye.
The number is 657-383-0883. Now, the scripture we're going to use for prayer is found in Psalms 4, verse 1. Here the psalmist writes, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer." Brother Chris.
Father God, we thank you once again, Father, for allowing us to make it through this weekend into another week, Father, and starting this August month. We pray, Father, for the events that have occurred, Father, that's plaguing mankind, this culture of death, Father. We pray for the victims that have been affected by the shootings, Father, that have occurred. We pray and express our condolences to those that have lost loved ones in the event of the aftermath. We pray, Father, that we can point souls to Jesus Christ, Father, in salvation, and that, Father, that we can rely on you, Father, for the very providential care that you want to give us, Father, and to point us in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, from the White House. We pray, Father, for those that are running political candidates for election in 2020. And, Father, they will implement policies through legislation that will promote more tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all men. We pray for those that are incarcerated. We pray, Father, for those that have departed from the faith, from church fellowship, that perhaps programs like this through the Churches of Christ on the airways can point them back in the way of the cross, Father, where it all happened. That, Father, that they can see the need and of restoration of their soul and come back to the church fold, and, Father, and make themselves available, Father, for your praise service and worship, and that, Father, that they will work out their salvation with fear and trembling in Jesus Christ, as we're all exhorted, Father, that we can all, when this life is over, make our calling and an election sure, and, Father, be in eternity with the heavenly hosts on high. And that, Father, we pray for those for traveling grace, all traveling, especially our preaching brethren and those that labor in the ministry, brothers and sisters in Christ, throughout the ecumenical world, Father, and that, Father, we can thank you, Father, for the many blessings that you have given us. And this is our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer.
My pleasure.
As always, Brother Chris, do know how to approach the throne of grace on all of our behalf. And listeners, we hope and pray that he prayed for something that was on your mind and that you listened to his prayer and you prayed along with him, because he prayed for the condition of the world, and the world needs praying for today.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We're going to pray for the events that happened recently. We're going to keep those in our prayer. Now, it's time for testimonial moments.
Amen.
Testimony that you want to share, call it on in. Let our listeners know that whatever they're going through, that it's going to be all right. Testimonial moments.
Yeah. This is testimonial moment where you are listening and can share a moment of time with our Lord.
If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. Help someone that's going through some troubles. You can help someone. That's what we're supposed to do as Christian brothers and sisters. We're supposed to help anyone we can in the body of Christ to help them make it through this life, through this journey on to heaven. This is testimonial moment time. If you have a testimony that you can share with our audience, the number is 657-383-0883. Now, Brother Chris, it looks like we have no one calling in, but if you want to call in tomorrow, don't hesitate. We're here. We're no booger bears. We're no monsters. We're not going to bite. We're here for you. Call in.
That's
call
right.
in your testimony tomorrow. Number is 657-383-0883. And now it's time for us to ask for sponsorship. I know most of you might be thinking, nah, I can't sponsor you all there. But you can. We don't ask for that much. You can sponsor us. Well, $1, $2, $3, $4, $10, $30, whatever amount your finances can bear. Now, let me say this.
Yeah.
On our last show, we had over 300 listeners. Now, imagine this. If 300 listeners would send us a dollar each, Brother Chris, how much is that?
$300.
That's $300.
That's right.
So, yeah, you can support us. You can support us. We're doing a good work here. This show is heard all around the country. It's heard. We're doing some good work
That's
here.
Right.
We are teaching some good lessons here. And you can use this show really to share with your friends who don't know Christ and who want to get to know Him. So help us out here at Chatting from the Word. And churches, you can get involved too. Put us in your budget for 2019. Now, you know where to send the money. Send it to my PayPal account. Go to the PayPal web page and put in my email. My email address is all lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, you know myself and Bro Chris. We're on Facebook. If you want to tell us how great the show is, you can do that. If you want to tell us how bad the show is, you can do that. But at the bottom of the show, when we air, when we share it with you, you can put your comments there also. Now, as I just said, my email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And I have authored two books. One, the first book, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control. We sell for $21.50, and the second book, which is Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. Do that. Purchase a book from Oscar York Publishing, and we will appreciate that. And all proceeds will go towards Chatting from the Word. Now, you know my motto. I know you know it because I say it every day on the show. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase e0615@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I. We are on LinkedIn.com. We have our separate accounts on LinkedIn.com, and we're also on Twitter. And we download the shows on Facebook and Messenger, LinkedIn, and Twitter. for your enjoyment. We have over 200 broadcasts, so we like to encourage you to click on, and you can find whatever show that you enjoy, and that we discuss different topics each week on the broadcast. So we have these pre-recorded shows for your enjoyment, and we like to let you know, as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in the accuracy, validity, prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man come unto the Father except through Christ. So we want to encourage you that we, as members of the Churches of Christ, we aim to speak where the Bible speaks, and we aim to be silent where the Bible is silent. Isn't that right, Brother York?
That is correct, Brother Chris. That is the only way we can go, is to speak where
Amen.
Christ speaks. We don't want to be in trouble now, so we speak where the Bible speaks. Our next selection before the message to Brother Chris got a good one. The Next Generation, taken from Acts 2, 33-40, and Philippians 2, 14 and 15. So get your swords out and get prepared for the ride. I don't know if it's going to be bumpy and smooth. I know you hope it'll be smooth and not bumpy. Our next selection will be Inner City Singers. Inner City Singers. I think this song is called I'm Not Ashamed.
Amen.
Inner City Singers, I'm Not Ashamed. And here we go.
All right.
It's all.
Preach the gospel.
The preacher gonna preach the gospel if you like it or not. Praise the Lord.
Right.
And here's our preacher. Preachers is all preachers. And Brother Chris gonna tell you like it is. And here he is. Preachers of all preachers, Brother Chris Edwards.
If you were born in 1928 to 1945, or you of the age of 73 through 90 years old, you were considered to be of the silent generation. If you were born from 1946 to 1964, and you of the age of 54 to 72 years old, you are considered to be part of the baby boomers, which I, Brother Chris, am, and Brother Oscar. If you were born from 1965 and to 1980, and you're the age of 38 to 53 years old, you're considered to be part of the Generation X generation. If you were born between 1981 to 1996, and you're the age of 22 to 37 years old, you're considered to be of the Millennials generation. In the 21st century, the 21st century Christian lives in a secular humanistic society with different ethical principles. And it's evident with the current events that we have witnessed several different mass shootings over the last several years, and the most current ones in Dayton and El Paso, and also the prior week in Gilroy, California. Now, this is evident that all of us don't have the same different type of value system. And many in today's culture embrace different values not consistent with the prior generations, not consistent with the biblical ethical principles of Jesus Christ. For example, we're living in a age where there is called the LGBTQ community, or sexual complex identities, whether there's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer, or those that are questioning their sexual preference or their gender identity, different gender identities. This is the type of realities that we're dealing with right now in our current contemporary culture. The Apostle Peter made known in the first gospel sermon preached on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 33-40. I'll read quickly from the King James Version. He says to those that were listening on that Pentecostal festivity in the first century, says Peter says in the midst of the other apostles, he says, "Therefore, being by the right hand of God," talking about Christ, "exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand," verse 35, "until I make thy foes thy footstool," verse 36, "therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Jesus whom ye have both crucified, that you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." In verse 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart," they were cut, "and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" They realized they had crucified the Messiah. They're a Messiah that came to deliver the household of Israel. And then Peter told them what to do. Peter said unto them that heard this, "Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, or by his authority, for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost," or Holy Spirit. In verse 39, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as our Lord God shall call." And this is our emphasis under consideration, verse 40, "And with many other words did he," Peter, "testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation," which lead us to our topic under consideration, the next generation. Well, that term untoward in verse number 40 in Acts chapter 2 comes from the Greek word as an adjective, which is scolias, which is a curve, winding, hence crooked, or perverse, wicked, of a crooked, in that sense of an attitude. And this is what Peter is explaining to them: save yourselves from this crooked generation. They were crooked. They had corruption in the first century in the time of Christ as well. And that's why he came to deliver the household of Israel out of bondage of sin, because they were serving sin, and they were of their father, the devil. And Jesus came to deliver them, and also made it, the promise is unto all of nations throughout the world. And many were baptized, about 3,000 souls, as you read further in chapter 2 of Acts. So when we think of this particular subject matter, save yourselves in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. When we turn to Philippians, when Apostle Paul, one of his prisoner epistles, he wrote to the church of Philippi in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, he says, according to NIV, I'll read the New Living Translation as well as King James Version. He says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing," verse 15, "so that you may be blameless and pure, the children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation." Verse 14 from the 15 from the New Living Translation, the NLT. "Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining as lights in the world, bright lights in the world full of crooked and perverse people." King James Version says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And this is what we're talking about as corrupt, that term where it says crooked in verse 15 of Philippians chapter 2 is talking about from the Greek word in the Greek New Testament, diastraminius, which was from the root word diastrepho, which means to distort, to misinterpret, to corrupt, to oppose. Isn't that what people are doing now, Brother Oscar, in our listening audience? They're trying to distort, and they're trying to create God in a new image, in a new shape, which is distorted, just like they want to change the truth of God and make God something like more like corruptible man. And they want to twist the truth of God. They want to pervert it, that which, in this end, the perfect passive participle in the Greek New Testament, to distort. Let's save ourselves from this distorted, perverse, corrupt generation. We see the mass shootings. We see man is losing his mind. We see the corruption in our ethical system, and society wants to change God and make him more like corruptible man, as Romans chapter 1, when the Apostle Paul mentioned about they professing themselves to be wise, all this parenthood and trying to destroy life in the mother's womb, you know, and people that are for pro-abortion. Well, that's not God's way. That's not God. God wants to preserve life. God is the procreation of life. We have no right to decide who lives and who dies. That's the mind of current corrupt society. That is not God's way. And God says that, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. And with that, save yourselves from this next generation, from this untoward generation, from this corrupt society that we're currently living in. You heard the word of the gospel. Do you believe it? Do you believe it's corrupt from the obvious indications of what is going on in our current world right now? Save yourselves. If you believe in Christ or you want to repent of your sins, repentance is a change of mind from your sinful life and turn to Christ, that he may deliver you from the bondage of sin. And that is also accepting the fact that you are confessing Christ as the sweetest mortal name on mortal tongue, that he's the Savior, and that you're willing to let him be the Lord of your life and the center of your life. That's also connected in accepting baptism for remission of sins in the watery grave of baptism. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 22, verse 16, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, and also Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 through 22. That is the answer of a good conscience toward God. You contact the blood of Christ in the watery grave of baptism, and it washes you from all your past sins that you've ever committed in your life, and you are a new creation. When you rise up out of the watery grave of baptism, you have a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you've been purchased by the blood of Christ. You're added to the New Testament church, because the church is the result of being saved. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. You are a new creation. You're purchased by the blood of Christ. Every member of the body of Christ is purchased by the blood of Christ, and you are a New Testament Christian, and continue to walk in the light as Jesus is in the light. Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for this fine message. The next generation, and I hope the next generation is listening, because y'all are the ones that's going to take the church further than we are.
You're that's right.
And you all need to be ready to change the world for Christ, because the world definitely is in a bad, bad condition.
Amen.
Father, Lord, in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the lesson that Brother Chris brought forth. We hope our listeners are listening and go by it, live by it, And Father, we pray for this world. We pray, Father, for those that was in the mass shooting. We pray, Father, that you comfort the families and love the families and put your protecting arms around them. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen.
And
as always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Keep safe. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.